darkness? Will you bow down to the darkness? Or will you fight?
She's back. Miss Amy is back with an all-new Living Way Out Here on the Survival Circle Network. Join Amy for an uplifting hour of fun on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Survival Circle. Does this country remind you of the America that you grew up in? Do your children enjoy the same freedoms that you did when you were young?
Well, you think that you can take me on? You must be crazy. There ain't a single thing you've done that's gonna faze me.
Just how far are you willing to be pushed? When are we gonna put our collective foot down and tell the tyrant, get off of my back? Hi, I'm Cope Reynolds, and if you're tired of the same old sugar-coated mush-mouth monologue of talk radio, join me for The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Central. Guns, self-defense, survival, current events are just a few of the topics that we'll discuss on The Shooting Bench, and we're going to start discussing them right now.
Have you forgotten?
All right, I'm here. I'm a little early. Welcome to the Shooting Bench. It is the 26th of October, almost Halloween, and Mamie's favorite holiday, and she's going to have to get healed up here pretty quick if she's going to enjoy this holiday. But anyway, we've got a lot of news for you tonight, and I'm not going to start it until the top of the hour because I'm starting a little early and there's a bunch of people going to be coming in at the top of the hour to listen to this. But we have a lot of news about Anthony Bosworth. You are not going to want to miss the show starting at the top of the hour. So there's always, Yakima Glock, there's always quite a lag there. Let me see what this... I don't know who you are or what you are, but you need to go away. Okay. Thank you very much. And thank you, Hotshot, for that note. And welcome, by the way. Let me see who we do have. We've got more coming in by top of the hour. But Hotshot D, glad you made it in again tonight. And Potent M1, haven't seen you for a while, brother. Glad you made it. Talon, yeah. Susie B just popped in. Gunslinger made it. Mountain Shooter. Got a couple of anonymous there. Like I said, for those of you that are just popping in right now, it's going to be a little bit before we get into the Anthony Bosworth story because my show usually doesn't start until the top of the hour. So, and that's good because we have some other things that we need to talk about until then, so I don't get into my time for the other stuff here. There's been a lot of, you know, we had a whole show one night on secure communications. And there's something I want to throw out there at you for those of you that are starting to get into this a little bit. Hang on a minute. We've had some issues and some concerns about a couple of them. Remember, just a quick review over what we did before. The secure texting, there's several ways. There's a couple of free ones that are equal in security. One of them probably may possibly be just a skosh better than the other one, but I don't really think so. They're called Wickr, W-I-C-K-R, and SafeSlinger. Wickr is the easier to set up. It's easier to set to get people signed on with you, contacts made. But there are a few downsides as well. So, let me see here what is going on. Hang on just a minute. Okay, that can wait. Wickr has an automatic mandatory burn notice. A burn notice means that they have a certain amount of time and the message disappears. Okay, that's not a bad thing. The bad thing is you have no control over keeping it. You can set it anywhere from a few seconds or from 1 second up to 6 days. But if there's instructions or something on there that you want to keep, you'll have to cut and paste it into something that is unsecure so you can save it past the burn notice. And I don't like that. I would like to be able to keep it. What you can do to get around that, I was going to say, well, I like to keep it someplace that's secure instead of cutting and pasting it in a Word document or something and then having to, you know, try to secure that. What you can do, the easiest thing to do, is to send it to yourself. And it won't go anywhere, and it'll stay there, you know, until there's a update or something on the app, in which case you may lose them then. And if you have Wickr and SafeSlinger, you can take Wickr messages and send them to, or cut and paste them into a SafeSlinger message and save them that way. But you lose all security if you're going to copy it and paste it in, say, a text message or a Word document or whatever. You're going to lose that security. Most average people do not have anywhere near the degree of security on their computer as you can get on Wickr. Now, there was a guy that had some concern about it day before yesterday and said, I'm worried about this because somebody said that law enforcement can come in with a warrant and get that stuff off the servers, okay? Well, true enough, if they have a warrant, they can go in there. However, there is nothing on the servers. Once the burn notice goes through, nothing is stored. So everything that's in there is encrypted. The message itself never goes anywhere. Well, I say no, of course it goes to where you're sending it to. But anyway, once the burn notice happens, it all disappears. There is no way for them to get it. There's nothing. They said all the SWAT teams and warrants in the world can come in there, but there's nothing for them to get. So it's and they've got like a $150,000 reward for anyone that can break that. So I am comfortable with sending pretty much anything over Wickr. Another thing I don't like about Wickr is you can only send, I think it's 30 seconds worth of an audio file. And with SafeSlinger, you can send 10 minutes. Either way, if you copied an audio file to go with either of those, remember that the your voice recorder still has it on there. Yes, it was sent out securely. Yes, it will disappear with the burn notice. No, nobody's going to get it unless they go to your phone and go to the voice recorder. So once you have that message sent, you need to go to your voice recorder program or app or whatever in the hell you call it and delete it from there. And then it's gone. So you got to be careful. Now, another thing. If, let me check the chat room here. It's kind of running away with me, so I don't want it to get too far out of line here. Okay. Thank you, Dee, for posting that, link there. There's an anonymous says that Tampico Scout is listening to the show. Okay. I understood. I know the story there, Anon. Thank you very much for that. And so, good. Tampico Scout is listening. At the top of the hour, we are going to discuss Tampico Scout, a.k.a. Anthony Bosworth, quite a bit. A lot of developments today, and a lot of developments to come. So we'll get into that here in 19 minutes. The burn notice, you know, your big boys and girls, you can pretty much decide when to delete that message. I understand that if you're saying, okay, let's go and load up the rocket ship and we're going to go take over Mars completely, then you might want to put that on a 5-second burn notice and not take any chance of somebody getting a hold of it. That doesn't even give anybody time to cut and paste it. So, but the other thing is, the only way they can get that is to be able to get physical control of your phone. And providing it's not open at the time that they get it, they still have to crack your password. This is the advantage of a good, strong password. It can literally take weeks to break a strong password. And also, you don't want to go in there and put open that up and say, click the little button that says you don't want to enter the password every time, because then all somebody has to do is pick up your phone and it's open. You want to type in the password every single time you open it, okay? And so let's go into that. That's enough, I think, on Wicker and SafeSlinger. Let's go into another secure means of communication. It's called Zello, Z-E-L-L-O. It is used all over the world by rebels and people that are taking over governments and stuff everywhere, and with a great deal of confidence. The thing about Zello, one thing you need to remember, it is a... Long slide, that's right. We are unstoppable, brother. We can do it. One thing about Zello, it's a voice communication. So it's basically a walkie-talkie like Nextel, except it is secure. One thing you need to remember about Zello, let's just say, for instance, that you are a very interesting person to people that have capabilities beyond ours. There is a possibility that you're standing next to somebody, let's say like Anthony Bosworth, and you may be talking on Zello to someone, and someone standing next to you, his phone has been targeted, and they're listening on it, or on a laptop, or on an iPad, or on your computer, your television, your telephone, whatever. So just because you're sending a secure message out over that mountain shooter, got to keep up here. We're talking about Zello right now. Just because you're talking on a secure application, a secure voice application, doesn't mean that everything around you is secure. Your phone, for the period of time that you're talking on there, that is encrypted, and it is, as far as I know, it at this point in time, it is unbreakable. It is being used everywhere for some very nefarious things, things. So, but it's not going to be secure if the person beside you's phone has been hacked or is being listened to, or their laptop or whatever, or the person that's standing right outside the wall of your bedroom while you're talking out loud on this because you're overconfident with this secure voice deal. If you're going to talk on it, you still have to exercise a degree of security above and beyond the application itself. You'll need to check and see that there's nobody, you know, upstairs listening. There's nobody right outside the wall. Nobody on the other side of the, in the apartment or the trailer house next door that can hear your voice. Like, my voice is loud. I wouldn't want to do this in a motel. Okay, if I'm going to do it, I need to go outside, go out in a parking lot somewhere, and somewhere where it's safe. Does that make sense to you? If you're going to talk about certain things that you don't want certain people and entities listening to, you need to make sure that you understand every one of these different applications that you're using, whatever it may be. Remember that. Let's go to email for just a second. Hushmail is no longer secure since Microsoft bought them. You have no expectation of privacy on there. Yes, it is a little better than the average email program. If you're just talking about things like recipes that you don't want your competitor to get and stuff like that, then yeah, you can probably get away with it and do all right. But it is not nearly what it was when it was still based in Sweden and owned by I don't remember what that company was, but anyway, they were pretty good. But since then, we have come up with a program called Proton Mail. Proton Mail is secure. They're based in Switzerland, and they have a double password system to get through, and it's a great email thing. So if you there you go, Yakima Glock. That's right. You need to enter a cone of silence before talking on it. Good way to put it. So if you want secure email, you get Proton Mail. And the Safe Mail has been compromised. We're pretty sure of that. Hushmail sucks. It has no degree of security at all. Now let's take all these together now, and let's say we're ready to go take over Mars. All right, Captain Spock, let's load up the spaceship and get all the phasers and set them on kick ass, whatever the highest setting is, and let's go take over Mars. So if we want to talk about that, what we'll do is use one-time notepad, or some people call it just one-time pad, whatever, on one of these other deal, Wicker, Proton Mail, Safe Slinger, or whatever. Between the two of those, there is no topic that I wouldn't talk about if the one-time notepad was used appropriately. Yes, Hotshot Proton is free, and it's a great program. You may find out that you have to wait for a little while. They go up and down. Sometimes they get so many people. I had to wait several months for mine, and I know some people recently that got theirs, and it only took four or five days. So, let's go back to what I was talking about there. Let's say you're using Zello or some other voice communication. Now, you can add security to that by using a pre-described, pre designated code of some kind, using code on these other secure means. And it's good stuff. You can feel pretty confident there. So the thing about talking about this security deal is you'll get somebody. Let's say we've talked about something on a secure means, and then you say, okay, we're done with that. And then you call them on the phone a little while later, and you say, hey, by the way, I'll be over at your house next Wednesday, and we'll play, you know, Pinochle that night, and I'm bringing the nachos. And you say, okay, oh, by the way, I was talking about going to this, we're taking over Mars next Wednesday, is that right? Okay, so now everything's all gone. It's all blown up in smoke. So OPSEC is a very difficult thing for some people to grasp. We have to be very careful about how we discuss things, any kind of things. If whatever it is, if you don't want people to hear it, you need to pull your head out and pay attention to what you're doing while you're talking about it. Okay? Hotshot, I didn't know Zello worked on PCs too. I'll have to check into that. Thank you for putting that up there. So, there was something else I was going to say. Oh, well, I think that's it for right now, anyway, as far as the security goes. As you know, more things are happening, more criminals are getting where they're have the capabilities of hacking and doing things that, you know, we didn't have to worry about not too long ago. But now if you expect a serious degree of security in what you want to talk about, you have got to go about it the right way and pay attention. Hey, there's Cowgirl Up. Glad to see you. Man, it's been a long time. Long time no see on the chat room. Now, there's another topic I want to go into, and this is something that has been the downfall of lots of different patriot groups and whatnot, and it is the notion that everyone somehow is supposed to be the general. You know, Captain America or whatever. And we all get kind of, we find out that something is going on, some operation or something is happening or something in an FTX, and we find out that we're not the leader, and we get a little butthurt over it sometimes. And, you know, everybody probably goes through this a little bit from time to time. You know, We need to suck it up and say, you know, as long as the job gets done, as long as everything is done by the Constitution, everything is morally and ethically taken care of, morally and ethically correct, as long as we have the moral, we always want to take that moral high road, then who cares really who leads it? If it's somebody that is going to wind up causing problems or dangerous situations or whatever, to, hey, Susie B, you got us all beat, sweetie. Supreme Goddess of the Universe, that's what I'm talking about. As long as nobody's put in danger and everything is done, you know, on the up and up and morally and ethically, I don't know what the hell the word is I'm looking for, but anyway, you know what I'm trying to say. Then it doesn't make any difference who leads it. Obviously, you need somebody with some experience, whatever, but just because we don't get to be the general, don't get too excited about it. Sometimes we leave somebody out of information. That's another thing that goes along with this OPSEC thing. You don't share things with people just to be sharing it with them, just because they want you to. Guys, you don't share stuff with your wife unless she has a need to know what you're talking about. You don't share simply because it's your wife or your best friend or your girlfriend or woman. You don't share with your boyfriend, your husband, unless there is a need to know. Two reasons for that. One, they simply don't need to know. It's not a matter. It's not just recreational discussion. If you don't need to know, then you don't need to know. The second thing is, if you don't know this information that's being shared, then there's no way that they can get it out of it. Why would you give somebody information and, you know, they're going to kill them when they get the information anyway, so why bother? You know what I mean? You're probably right. I'm more than happy to let someone else lead, but I figured out that it's usually the ones who least should that think they should most. And that's right. And this, by the same token, it's usually the ones that least want to that most should. Does that make sense? That's usually the way that goes. But you don't share things with your best friend just because they're your best friend. If they don't need to know, you don't need to waste the time to tell them. You're breaking one layer of security there, because going back to what we talked about with Zello and everything, what if you are in the process of telling this guy that you can trust with your life, trust with your wife, trust with all your passwords, trust with your money, your keys, your kids, and all this stuff, but somebody else heard you right outside the wall telling him, because you had no damn business telling him to start with. So don't keep relaying the information just because it makes you feel cool or important or something. Just don't. Just stay out of it. Leave it alone. All right. Well, I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to go powder my nose here real quick. And we're going to get back, and we have a lot of news concerning Anthony Bosworth that we're going to talk about here in just a minute. So I'm going to go in here, and since it's at Amy's request here, let's see. I'm not sure I know this song, but I'm going to play it anyway just on account of Amy likes this group, so I'm going to play it anyway. No, you know what? I'm not either. I have a better idea. I'm going to play this one right here. On account I know Amy likes it, but I like it too. So I'll be back here in a few minutes. Stay with me. Important stuff coming up. Come on.
Sweet. It's a long, long road. From which there is no return. While we're on the way to there, why not share?
You must figure I'm a real dangerous man.
That's what I like to see, bullseyes, every time. And you can do the same thing with Byard Barrels. As long as you do your part, the custom barrels that you get from Byard Barrels will deliver award-winning accuracy shot after shot. Byard Barrels specializes in standard and 1-in-9-inch twist match-grade 22 long rifle barrels for the Ruger 10-22 and AR-15. If you want to win, visit their site at BeyersBarrels.com. That's B-E-Y-E-R Barrels.com. Or you can call Clint at 360-374-9476 and tell him you heard it on the Shooting Bench, would you? Let him know that his advertising money is doing him some good.
Between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the Ranger is still talked about today. Texas red and not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the Ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
Okay, Anthony Bosworth is in the room, sounds like, with us, sir. Good deal. Yeah, I played that song a while ago, He Ain't Heavy Is My Brother. I played that for Anthony Bosworth. I played it for Edge of the Woods. I played it for Long Slide. I played it for Yakima Glock, C7, D-Shoots. There, all of you that are firmly and undeniably engaged in the current fight that we're in. And I tell you, it's fixing to get a whole lot worse. So, Facebook has been on fire today. My Wicker has been on fire today. Unbelievable. Jeez, old Pete. See if I can quiet this thing down a little bit. Everyone knows that Tampico Scout was about to had his trial here. Hey, good, glad to see you in there. I forgot the handle, but there's a listener there that hasn't been in for a while, and I'm glad you made it. So Anthony had this trial. Remember back in February, they went to a rally. I'm going to catch everybody up that's not up to speed here. Went to a rally in Spokane. This rally was at the federal courthouse in Spokane, Washington. And in the in the event of doing this rally, they actually, and shame on them, walked on the plaza in front of the courthouse. It's a federal courthouse. They were on federal property carrying guns. Okay. Everybody says, wow, you can't do that. It's illegal. You're going to, you're going to go to, of course you get in trouble. Okay. Well, these people have the same level of knowledge as the feds did. They thought it was against the law too. See, the problem with this is that too many people out there think that, hey, B2 Basic, sweetheart, I'm glad you made it in here. I'm glad everybody's safe and sound. Not everybody home yet, but I know what you're talking about. There's too many people, and I found out tonight there's even some militia groups, militia leaders out there that think that Clive and Bundy was wrong. They said, well, he broke the law. He quit paying them and decided he wasn't going to pay them anymore. Well, you know what? Clive and Bundy learned that this was nothing more than legal extortion. When he had that land for 100 frickin' years before the BLM was ever invented, before they were ever born, and then they come along and they help you out for a while and say, yeah, we're going to plant this much grass over here, and you need this much water, and okay, yeah, this is going to be good, yeah, and you're welcome. We just do this to try to help the farmer. And then all of a sudden they say, you know what, if you want our advice and stuff, or whether you want our advice or not, we're going to give it to you, and we're going to make you follow it, and you're going to pay us for it. And Clive and Bundy said, you know what? Why don't you guys just take a flying leap at a rolling donut on a pebbly beach? I'm done with this. I have no further desire to pay. I'll pay a fair fee or tax or whatever you want to call it to the county. Maybe to the state. But I'm not paying you anything. And so we'll get back into that in a little bit, but too many people look at it and say, well, the feds, the law enforcement, federal authorities, the cops said that it's illegal, it's against the law, so it must be. And if this individual didn't follow that, You say, okay, well, you don't like the law, you need to get it changed. Folks, pull your head out. Wake up, sit on the edge of the bed, grab yourself by the ears in the morning, and yank real hard till you hear, and figure out that you're not going to change some of these laws. Two things about these laws. One thing is that they're profitable for different branches of the government. The other thing is, they have control of you. And you're going to say, well, you can't do that. And the feds are going to say, well, you know, you're right. We can't do that anymore. It's illegal. So we're going to stop doing it. We're not going to charge you any more fees. We're not going to charge you any more taxes. We're not going to make you wear seatbelts. We're not going to make you wear helmets. We're not going to do anything. You're right. You're absolutely right. No. It's not going to happen that way. So because Anthony Bosworth carried a gun, and a bunch of his friends, now the thing is, Anthony Bosworth was being targeted. The friends didn't matter. I know you guys would like to be up at Anthony Bosworth's level, but I'm sorry, you're gonna have to work a little harder. They didn't care about you. They wanted Anthony Bosworth. And there's another thing. Why would they try so hard to get one man when there was 50 more of them standing there carrying guns on the same damn property? But Anthony Bosworth was the one singled out. Why didn't they try to round them all up? Well, okay, so Anthony Bosworth went in there fully prepared. with his attorney, had all his ducks in a row, and what happened in the courtroom today was unbelievable. To start with, let's just cut right to the chase right here, and let me start a little forward and work our way back. Anthony Bosworth was found guilty today. He was found guilty. His weapons were confiscated back in February, and I'm guessing that there's a pretty good chance that he's not ever going to see those again, or at least not ever get to take them home again. We'll see. But they wanted to shut him up. He's been a little bit of a thorn in their side, and there again, it's not just him. There's some good, solid, dedicated patriots with him that have been to all of the events that he's been to. But he's the one they want to quieten down. These guys have been on this tip of the spear from the beginning. Never ask a question. They just do what's expected of them and go right on. So the feds are getting tired of being backed down. They're getting tired of being proven wrong. Think about Bundy Ranch here. And they're needing to get somebody out there to act as a scapegoat. They want to let the world know, let the country, let the patriots know that they are not going to continue to let this happen. So, why was he arrested? How can you be convicted of something when the law is so clear that you can't carry a gun in the building, but on the property is not even mentioned anywhere in the law? How did that happen? Okay. I'll tell you like I told everybody else today. I want you to sit down. No, really. If you're not sitting down already, I want you to sit down. If you have anything sharp in your hands, get rid of it. Make sure your handgun stays holstered. And listen to what happened today in Spokane, Washington. They realize that the law says in the building. Okay? They also realize that Anthony Bosworth was not in the building. He was just happened to be on federal property that they think they own. So I hope everybody's sitting down. This part is really hard to believe. What they have done today in the United States of America, in my country, they said that the parking garage, now pay attention to what I'm saying, turn everything else down, listen up. The parking garage under the building in the plaza, under the parking garage is underneath everything else, underground. That it extends under the plaza that they were on, therefore making the plaza part of the building. Because the parking garage is under the building, Anthony Bosworth and his friends were on the building. Now, do you understand what I'm saying? There is no low that they won't stoop to. There are no limits. When they want you, they will do anything, no matter how idiotic and childish, absurd that it is. No matter what they have to make up, what they have to do, who they have to hurt, what kind of a story they have to make up to do it, they will make it happen to make their case. The parking lot under, so this parking lot, if it runs out under the street, does that make the street now a federal building? Or federal property? Because the, well, it would be a federal building, I guess. I don't know if that is Chris. I just joined Cassins. Cassins, it's Chris. Anyway, welcome, Chris. I'm glad you made it into the shooting bench. I'm sorry you made it in a little bit late for some of it, but we're not near done yet. So let's recap on that just a little bit. In order for them. Hey, John Fish, glad you made it in too. In order for them to be able to make their case, Anthony Bosworth had to be in the building somewhere. They had to find something. They couldn't get him. At first, it was just going to be for disobeying a lawful order. What's a lawful order? Okay, I don't want you on my plaza. I want you to get off my plaza. I'm giving you a lawful order. Oh, yeah? How about you stick it? And that's pretty much what Anthony Bosworth said. Not doing anything wrong. We're not breaking the law. There is no law that says it. And they insisted that there was. And by claiming now that the parking lot being under the... How in the hell does that happen? You've got, 8, 10, 12, 15, 20 feet of dirt between the bottom of the plaza and the parking garage underneath. How in the world... What kind of an idiot can come up with such a lame, ridiculous, moronic explanation of what is the federal building? But they did it, they made it stick, and found him guilty. Sentencing's later on next month. We'll find out what's going to happen here. Now, here's the bad thing. They've appealed it, as they should. And I hope that the appeal works, because understand what's going to happen here if it doesn't. I think they're going to go through this over and over until they have successfully bankrupted the Bosworth family. I'm sure that's their goal there. So I'm not sure where the link is. B2 Basic, get on the stick here. If there is a link for Anthony's legal assistance, please post that up there. Put it on Facebook. Folks, he's going to need some help. If he's not able to successfully beat this, that is a federal felony. He's going to lose his right to vote. He's going to lose his legal right to own a gun. Not that that's going to stop anything or impede anything, but the fact remains that that there's going to be a problem here. It means that he can't not only not own a gun, he's not going to be able to go in and buy one. He's not going to be able to do things with other people that have guns. There's going to be a lot of problems here if we don't get this beat. He's going to need some help. You know, I have never in my life known a man that is more absolutely dedicated to this cause than Anthony Bosworth. There is not another person out there that is as educated, knowledgeable, and absolutely 100% dedicated to this. A lot of us are 100% dedicated, but you have to understand, you have to spend time with Anthony Bosworth to understand the level of dedication that he has for this, that his family has for this, and a lot of his compatriots that are up there with him. Anthony kept saying today that the other guys were, the opposition was angry, that they were scared. I said, why? How is it? What do you mean? You nuts? They've just sat here and made the stupidest ruling on any case in the history of the judicial system. And you think you won? You're nuts. You're not as smart as I thought you were. And he said, you know what? They were expecting us to riot. They were expecting to be able to tack on that domestic terrorism charge. And we took the moral high road and didn't offer them the satisfaction of causing a big fight. They were prepared for it. They were absolutely ready for anything that we could have brought them. They were not ready for Anthony Bosworth to say, gentlemen, just keep smiling, keep your cool. We're not here to fight, we're here to win. And we're gonna fight in such a way and beat them that they're not even going to know that they were in a fight. And that's what happened. If that's not the epitome of a leader for you, then I don't know what is. Now, with all that being said, you understand why he's targeted the way he is. I have no doubt whatsoever that some of those mental midgets are listening to this show. I know that they're keeping close tabs on some of us and what we do. And I'll tell you, B2 Basic, Anthony's wife, is she's an amazing woman. She not only supports and puts up and tolerates the things that Anthony does, she is in the middle of it all the time. The whole family is just amazing folks. And I love them all, every one of them. There's nothing I wouldn't do for them. So, at this point in time, I need to ask all of you that if you, B2 Basic needs to get that link out there. I know that there's some place where you can donate money to Anthony's legal fund, and we need to, all of us. There's a lot of people out there. If you can put a dollar, $5, that helps. $20 helps a little more. $100 helps a whole lot. $10,000 would really be nice. So too bad Doc's not here. We'd get that from him. But anyway... So there's the story, and there's what's going on. And for those of you that are in militia groups of some kind or have aspirations of starting one, something like that, I want you to learn from this event. There's, I'm going to play some things during the second half of the show here after the break. And I want you to pay attention to, let's see, let me do this a little bit differently. B2 Basic, I need to be a little more secure with this. Let's do this a different way, okay? I'm going to put this in here in such a way that the automatic email harvesters will not recognize it, okay? And you guys, if you haven't already got it, Okay, there you go. There is the email address for the PayPal deal. And I'm not even gonna mention it on the air, but you can see it on the chat room there. If you need it and you're listening and you can't see it, then just actually it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So I can say that. It's Ed Crump, EDKRUMPE at hotmail.com. Okay, the automatic things can't pick that up when you're saying it anyway. So that's all right. That is Echo Delta Kilo Romeo Uniform Mike Papa Echo at hotmail.com. Yeah, and the prayers help too. There's no doubt about it. Now you guys need to understand the kind of fight that we're in right here. What is potentially taking place? This was history once again in the making. And this particular little bit of history right here ain't near done being made yet. I can tell you this is only chapter one. It's a long ways to the end of the book. All right. We need to take a little break here. We're going to come back, and I got some things I want you to listen to. And we'll go from there. Well, you know what? There's never been a better time. There's never been a better opportunity or situation or topic here to play this thing. You guys have heard it before. Some of you new folks may not have. But I like it. We're going to play it again right now. And in about 5 minutes, we'll come back and talk some more about this. This, I think, I made this several years ago, but I think I made it for today. My name is John Q. Public, and I am a member in good standing of an organization called America, and I have a message for those agencies and agents that work under the auspices of the Department of Justice. You have called me many things in the past, rebel, right-wing extremist, domestic terrorist, to name a few, but that is not important. What I'm about to tell you is... There must be accountability in all things, sooner or later. When you sin, however big or small, you will be held accountable, either in this life or the next. When you invade people's privacy, violate their rights, steal property, break up families, and hurt people, the time is fast approaching that you will be held accountable both in this life and the next. You and I took the same oath, administered by the same people. We both swore to protect the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Some of you actually feel that you honor that oath, but you violate it each time you force a young girl to her bedroom floor in nothing but her underwear and hold her there at gunpoint. Or when you shoot or stomp a family pet to death, or shoot a young boy down in cold blood in the mountains of Idaho, or incinerate over 70 innocent people in a church in Texas. Warriors indeed. How dare you call me a domestic terrorist? I go to work every day, sometimes at two jobs to make ends meet. I attend church every Sunday that I'm not working. As difficult as it is, I try to make time each day for my kids. I teach them about the Constitution and the Golden Rule. I have extra food and supplies to help myself and others through hard times. I try as hard as I can to obey the ever-increasing number of laws that are forced upon us, and I pay my fair share of taxes. I have a gun to protect myself and my family against those who would do us harm. I shouldn't have to use it to protect us against you. In fact, your organization is not even authorized by the Constitution and shouldn't be here, but since you are here, let's talk about your job description and performance. We have common enemies, you and I, that we should be united in fighting. The Founding Fathers never intended for us to fight each other. We should be as one. The current us-against-them attitude should never have been allowed to rear its ugly head. Division is unhealthy for the country. You will undoubtedly conduct more unconstitutional invasions of homes and businesses, and more innocent people will be injured or killed. A dairy in Pennsylvania, a rabbit grower in Kansas, a gun shop in New Mexico. It may even be me and my family. But let me make one thing abundantly clear. We, the people, have grown weary of living in fear. We're tired of being treated like animals. If you continue to follow the path that you are on, the time may come when you will not find us waiting to be descended upon when we least expect it. We may come to you. We outnumber you 1,000 to 1, and the same people that trained you trained many of us. We, the people, are becoming aware of those numbers. One day, you will launch one of your cowardly sneak attacks on an unsuspecting young family in Idaho, and instead of your brave sniper finding a defenseless, unarmed woman holding a baby in her arms, he may find that the tables have been turned. One day, instead of terrorizing and destroying another American family in retribution for a trivial infraction of an unconstitutional law, instead of shooting down defenseless children or young veterans that are trying only to live the American dream, you may find patriots waiting for you that have been pushed to their limit. One day, you will find that you have awakened a sleeping giant, and we, the people, will indeed hold you accountable for your evil deeds. Hundreds of men, women, and children have died at your hand because of poor information, no information, or just plain overzealous, out-of-control power freaks on an adrenaline high that have no regard for human life. Agents that think their badge is a license to kill with impunity. The difference between you and us is that we will not harm your family as long as they stay out of the fight. I don't want your family to go through what you have put many of ours through. Yes, they will be sad if you don't come home, but when the grieving is over, they will come to understand that you simply chose the wrong side. You see, this is nothing more than a conflict between good and evil. It's that simple, but this is not how it is supposed to be. This is not the America that the Founding Fathers entrusted us with. I implore each of you, before you go to work tomorrow, to take a long, hard look at yourself in the mirror and see if you truly like what you see. If you can look at yourself and be proud of what you've done, or what you may be called upon to do, or more importantly, if you feel that you can walk uprightly before God and look Him in the eye and feel justified in what you have done, then we have nothing further to discuss. But some of you are not really jackbooted thugs. Some of you are simply misguided and feel that you really are doing the right thing. To you, I say, please, follow your conscience, do what you know in your heart is right, for we the people will hold you accountable.
Okay, are you ready? Here's Colt Reynolds with another maximum dose of truth and common sense on the shooting bench.
They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell, and there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me
there. All right, we're back. I just couldn't resist playing that again. I know it's been a little while, so maybe you're not wearing it out. Radio Doc, glad you made it in, brother. There's another one of my brothers right there. Lots of brothers in there tonight. Okay, let's go back and think about everything that we've talked about here so far. How did this originally come to pass? Why? How did it happen to start with? What has happened over a period of just a few months is that a law-abiding Iraqi vet, war vet, has come back to the world and immediately is, well, not immediately, but, well, yeah, pretty shortly, thrust into another fight for his God-given liberties, and essentially could even be for his very life here. Now, if in this period of a few months, he has obeyed the law, with the exception of I-594, of course. A lot of us disobeyed that, and I want to make it clear here on public radio that I was one of the several hundred that engaged in illegal activity that day by trading guns back and forth. Norpray, hang on, stand by one second here. I will put that. Be too basic, I can't do that and talk at the same. Type that in the way I did a while ago. I think Norpray's looking for that. Or maybe he's just asking that it was a PayPal account. Anyway, wouldn't hurt to put it in again anyway. So he's done something that was not illegal. Charged with something that didn't exist, and found guilty for something that he didn't do. All in a period of just a few months. The evidence was manufactured in such a way that they feel, I think they're too retarded to understand that they've made a big mistake here, but they feel that it is waterproof and they're going to try to put him away on this manufactured evidence. So let's go back a few years. Let's go back to, 90 something. I don't remember when it was exactly. But let's go back to when the federal government, starting with your president, the attorney general, and several others, including sheriffs and gun store owners and whatnot, proceeded to tote guns across the Mexican border in vast quantities, hundreds and hundreds of guns, with no 4473s, no background checks, no waiting period, no nothing, matter of fact, not even any money. Let's just load up all these guns and take them over there and give them to the Mexicans. It was found beyond any doubt that this happened and the people that were involved in it. And then there's Bill Clinton. There's Hillary Clinton. She's been involved in stuff long before now, and now we find out that she did, in fact, lie her ass off about these emails. Not only lied about getting rid of them, but lied about what they was about and what's on them. Lois Lerner, scot-free, it's not done after found, after even admitting that some of these conservative groups, right-wing groups, she likes to call them, were targeted for IRS audits. The kingpin of them all, Barack Obama. How many felonies has he been involved in? How many other people, how many other elected officials guilty of so many things, up to and including murder, treason? What happened to him? You remember the all of these different things? What has gone on with them now? Yep, I hear it. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Some of the people involved in Fast and Furious were actually promoted and moved to better jobs to get them out of where, out of the limelight there, just to make it look like something was done to them. And they actually went to better paying jobs. And what happens to Anthony Bosworth for being peaceful, legal, doing everything according to the book, being educated on top of things in to the nth degree? Liberty and justice for all. I'll be damned. Oh, by the way, it's so rude of me. I'm sorry. I didn't even realize that Dancing with the Stars is about to start right now. And I know we can't be bothered with all this liberty crap going on. So yeah, it's Monday night too. So we'll organize a revolution right after the football game. Okay, got it. Now I'm gonna go get some nachos and I'll be back. Well, let's hear what they had to say after the after the verdict here.
The most he could ever do on this is 30 days. I'll go back to the office, and we did lay the groundwork for the legal issues.
So turn your volume up.
Made findings of fact, and so we'll look into filing an appeal.
There you go.
Basically, what how they found me guilty is apparently underneath this plaza is a parking garage.
So when are we all getting arrested?
So anyway, apparently they got me for being on a federal building because there's a parking garage underneath here. The fact of it is, if you walk out on a public street here on public ground, you will be standing on the federal parking garage also. So there's a issue here. Can I say this?
Yeah.
There's an issue here. If I'm standing on public ground, am I still on that federal building? So where do they draw the line here? You know, if I go out there and stand on that street, will I be in violation of this code because I'm on the federal building?
Well,
when in fact, I'm...
Going out to that street?
Yes.
How far over does the parking garage
go? I'm not sure.
Go?
The blueprints will show it.
Isn't federal land public land?
Say again?
Isn't federal property public land?
It is. Well, the judge agreed that they had to post it because I was on, because the statute says on or in.
We being arrested right now.
Well, you're all, according to the judge, you're all in violation of that federal statute right now.
They may come down this afternoon and get you. Can we ask why he didn't get a jury trial?
Because the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that on petty offenses, you don't get a jury trial.
This is considered a petty offense.
Petty offense. Is it still going to be a federal crime? I mean, is it still going to be...
Yeah, it's criminal coverage.
But it won't be a federal, I mean, it won't be a felony.
No. It doesn't affect his gun rights or voting rights, things like that. So.
Well, I would suggest that they should have to post it. Like you go to the post office across the street, there's a sign on their door.
That was my argument. So we'll see if the Court of Appeals feels that way too.
I was surprised that he said that it was a lawful, that he disobeyed a lawful.
Well, the judge found that he was in violation of 18 U.S.C. 930A. So if he was in violation of that, then he was told to leave, and it would be a lawful.
Okay, so it was a lawful code. I mean, he was told because of a lawful, because of a violation of the law.
Because they're classifying as this on, being on the
on,
building.
Right. Yeah. On or in.
Well, I think it's a little more complicated than that, than I'm a lawyer. Now, the judge also found that not only was it above the parking garage, that federal workers, this is federal facility, because federal workers come and go through.
And in the law, it states
the corridor.
Very broad public.
Well, I'm not saying agree with it. I'm just saying that's what
they found. Okay, turn your volume down a little bit. That's enough of that. Kind of hard to listen to. I posted the video in the chat room for you because it is very, very difficult to hear. But I wanted to play it for you anyway. So it's a petty offense, but it's still a federal offense. This petty offense didn't warrant him having a jury trial because the feds would have lost their butts if they'd had a jury trial there. But so it's petty in that regard, but it's not petty enough that's going to not affect his voting rights and gun rights and stuff. You know, well, probably better not go there right now. There's another, let me go find it, another one here. And it should be considerably louder. I apologize for that last one there. But I think I can get you another one here that will be louder. And this would be when Anthony was down here in Sholo at the Arms Expo last weekend. I'm going to find out how good I am with that 40 in just a minute. I got to fly. I'm going to have to shoot out of the air here in just a minute. And I've got Anthony's. I've got several of them. And I'll probably play maybe tomorrow or sometime through this week. There's two or three more that I'd like for you to hear. And the speech is at the expo. And I'm trying to get Anthony's to come up here right now. It's the sound quality on this is, I believe, is quite a bit better. I just got to bring it up here. Let's see. There's a new one I didn't see. Let's look into that later. I may not be able to get it up here right away. Yes, I will. That's how awesome I am. All right, here we go. See if the sound on this one's a little better. If it's not, I'll stop it and I'll just post the link for you. Yeah, and I got the fly. How about that? Right, come on.
Have an individual liberty that you were born. I'm going to address that. Close comments.
Yeah, there's too much echo in there. I'll post the video for you. Let's see, and you guys can listen to it on your own. There's probably too much echo for you to hear. Let me stick this in the chat room for those of you that are in the chat room. All right, there you go. You can listen to it at your leisure there. Okay, so what I need for all of you to do. All of you have either Facebook pages and or email lists and groups that you hang out with and buddies at the beer joint and people at church. I need this story out to everyone. By 8 o'clock in the morning, I expect everybody in this United States to have heard this story. So get with it. This needs to be put out to everyone. They need to be so absolutely inundated with emails and phone calls and comments on their websites and whatever we can do that they literally fear for their own safety, and rightfully so. Everyone out there needs to share this with everyone that they know. You know, I wish that I had the yeah, mountain shooter idea. I shot the fly. I actually did shoot a bumblebee out of the air one time down in Georgia. It was sheer luck. Had a guy out there, had a Browning High Power that I was wearing, and brought this guy home from work. He wanted to learn a little bit about guns, and I was in a place where I was legally able to shoot a little bit. And I was standing out there on the deck, and here comes this great big bumblebee. And we were standing up above him, so he was flying under us. And I whooped that Browning High Power out and shot once and missed, shot again, and knocked that bumblebee right out of the air. And that guy was duly impressed. And I have to tell you, I was too. Yeah, it was that was pretty funny. But anyway. Yeah, Radio Doc, I know you have, and thank you for that. You know, and if you're going to share this, guys, don't just share the video. That's what a lot of you are doing. You need to either add your own commentary to it, your own text to it, and tell them what happened, or cut and paste mine and put it in there. Go to my personal page. Go to any of my groups that I'm a part of. Go to LFA Washington, LFA Arizona. Go to Dying Is Not an Option. Go to the Arizona, what the hell is it? The Arizona, shoot, I forgot what it is. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of them. Go to WHO, Pioneer Preppers, go to the Arizona Citizens Defense League. Find any place where I have posted and shared that, and I put my comments on there with it. And people need to not just watch that video. They need to have an understanding of everything that happened. And the reason this all needs to be taken care of, most Ricky Tick, is because there's going to be another event coming up before too very long. And when the time is right, I will share that with you and let you know what's happening there. But it will be a monumental event. Okay, there's somebody listening on the chat room here. The lawyer said that that it would not be a felony and that he would still have his rights. So maybe I misunderstood that video or something was clarified. So thank you for putting that in the in my inbox there, my messenger thingamabob. So I'm glad. I hope that's the case. I find it a little hard to believe that that's the case, but I sincerely hope that it is for liberty's sake in general, and especially for Anthony's sake. Okay, well, we're right up against quitting time there, and we've got some more stuff to share with you tomorrow, and as soon as everything is squared away on this other deal, I will let you know. You will be the very first in the nation to know, those of you that listen to the Shooting Bench. And hopefully we'll have some news on that here in the next 2 or 3 days. So, with all that being said, you know, I talk about stuff like every once in a while I get wound up on something. And this here has been the winder uppinest thing that I've done probably ever. It's heartbreaking to me. It's infuriating. It's sad that we don't have patriots by the freaking thousands up in arms about this. Overwhelmingly, I'm going to say that most of them will be a kickback, feet up on the lazy boy, and saying, well, it's a damn shame. He wasn't doing anything wrong. Bring me another beer, honey. All right. Hang on a minute. We'll talk about this at commercial. Game's back on. Well, I can feel what I was going to say a while ago being wound up. I can feel like I know all of you have been at some point where you were almost in a fight and then got away from it, or you was almost in a wreck, or you almost something where you had the adrenaline going and you have that kind of cold feeling in you, and your hands are shaking, your knees are shaking and all that from that adrenaline dump. And that's about where I'm at right now. So I think I probably better go out and kill something. We'll see if I can find a coyote or something out there. I don't know, maybe I shouldn't take it out on the coyotes. I'm afraid I'd blast them to pieces. All right, I'm rambling as I usually do towards the end of the show, so I'm going to get out of here. And hopefully Amy will be with us for her whole show tomorrow. I'm sorry she wasn't able to make it for the whole thing tonight, but she was there for a little bit to let you know that she still is alive and doing well. And like I said, hopefully she'll be with us tomorrow. and I will be here for sure. And I tell you what, I will make arrangements here in the next day or two for Anthony Bosworth to be on the show with me. And we might even do a 2-hour special on Wednesday night. We'll think about that. All right, I'm getting out of here. Northwest Heavy, you guys get your things all together up there. I know that things kind of fell apart there a little bit. You're going to have reinforcements coming very soon. Get your deal put back together. We're going to need you, brother. Get your guys trained up and squared away. All right, talk to y'all tomorrow night.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of The Shooting Bench. Please join Cope Monday through Friday for the most politically incorrect firearms information show on talk radio.
Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for you to decide who you are. Somebody should call them. Somebody should write a letter. Somebody should try and stop that. Somebody should do something. I challenge you to look in the mirror and tell me what you see. If there's somebody there, that would be you. It's time for you to do something. There is no doubt that the Constitution is hanging by a thread. It's not going to wait for us much longer.